Now, I don't make a habit of standing on street corners, but sometimes you have to, especially when it's for art. Ooh, mind the 12A bus. On a street corner in Torquay town centre, just on the corner of Union Street and Market Street, there's a new piece of public artwork. David Harbutt is its creator. David, people have quite strong views on public art. For you, were there certain principles that you wanted to observe?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think the first principle is that it is public. And we started out with a brief for the location, and my whole drive was to ensure that the people who were going to use and hopefully enjoy and be kind of interacting with this location and the work in it would understand it, would be entertained by it, would enjoy it. So, I mean, for me, the principle underlying public art is the fact that it's public. It's not for me to enjoy ultimately, it's for the people who live, work, use this space to enjoy it.
Yes, you see, you may not necessarily enjoy the traffic of Torquay Town Centre, but you can certainly enjoy these enormous photographic pieces. There are four of them. Were these your starting point?
Well, once again, really, I'd go back to the people of Torquay and Torquay area, because we spent a long time going to meetings, community partnership meetings, public consultations. I was spent weeks and months travelling around the bay, talking to people, getting different stories together. And the kind of strength of and passion about the harbour area, about the gardens of Torquay, about the way Torquay used to be in some ways, but the way that people hoped for it to be in the future, really fed through. So I chose to produce a single strong image of something that perhaps is a bit, you know, in some senses people might think a bit cliched, you know, it's the view of the harbour. It's featured in many images of Torquay over the years, centuries. But that was what made it interesting to me. People kept coming back to it in the stories that they were telling me and the things that they liked about the bay. And artists have used that image historically to make money, to earn a living. And it just seemed the obvious thing to revisit it rather than kind of invent a new story for Torquay or a new image or, you know, some kind of hidden drama that I was going to find. What's actually interesting is what is right there in front of you.
And what, I suppose, strikes us immediately in these pictures, in these four huge panels in front of us, is certainly the colour. I mean, the photographic quality of these, the blueness of the sky, the cloud, the verdant greenery of it. I mean, that really strikes me. But these aren't straightforward photographic images, are they?
That's right. They are digital photos to begin with, but they're all taken into the computer, and I've manipulated the composition according to a logic from history, so I think. The colours have been manipulated to reference painting, to make the composition read almost like a painting, because they're not naturalistic, they're intense. And I'm hoping that that's how there is this kind of slippage between, well, yes, it's a photo, but then I've had a lot of people ask me, well, did you paint that up there, or did you paint it in your studio? And I think the painterly feel to it is due to the fact that it's composed in a very painterly way, a very kind of logical, symmetrical way.
History has obviously been important to you, and that perhaps explains the 5 standing photographic images that are in front of us. Shall we just go and have a little look at these? The pigeons are particularly interested in this one. Now, it seems to me that on these framed images, which are, you know, at eye height level, you've mixed the past and the present, but photographically.
Yeah, that's true. What I did was, once I'd found some, photographs of significant scenes from the Torquay area. I went back to those locations myself. I photographed them, and then on the computer I've put the old photograph with the new photograph.
When you're the artist of a public art project, do you ever, other than the process, do you really get a sense of the public and the public's engagement and interaction with your work?
Well, since I've put it up, I would have to say yes. I mean, on a personal level, and having kind of eavesdropped a few conversations along the way, I mean, I'd get a very strong sense that this is very much liked, it's fun to be around, and it has changed the atmosphere, the vibe on this corner.